You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidi Eberin Wokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
Today, we're looking at revoking evil covenants. Revoking evil covenants. Praise the Lord. And the key text we're going to use is Hebrews 8. It's a long one. Hebrews 8 from verse 6 to Hebrews 9:28. Just bear with me. He said, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, said the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my law in their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that, he said, a new covenant he had made the first old. Now that which decayed and waxed old is ready to vanish away. Then verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. Praise the Lord. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant, overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. 9:6. It says, now, when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second, when the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, praise the Lord, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people, the Holy Ghost. This signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest. Well, as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which we are offered both gifts and sacrifice, that could not make him that did service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meat and drinks and divers washing and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to to serve the living God. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression that we are under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. 16. For we are a testament, praise the Lord. Before I continue, you know, in the Latin word, testament means what? Anybody tell me? Covenant. Praise the Lord. So whatever you see testament here is covenant. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all. Why the testator liveth? Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of cows and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkling both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God had enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacles and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. Praise the Lord. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifice than this. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest, entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, had he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And is appointed unto men to die, once to die, but after this judgment. So Christ was offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Where we read here is basically trying to let us know what happened in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, and the New Covenant. Praise the Lord. You know, if you read your Bible very well, at some point, God Almighty, you know, gave Moses instructions on how the people should appear before him. Once every year, the high priest will make a sacrifice for everybody. Praise the Lord. You know, the other priests will always offer different sacrifices, you know, for the atonement of sin. But once a year, the high priest will enter the holies of holies, praise the Lord, to stand in the gap for the whole nation. And when he's entering into the holies of holies, praise the Lord, they have to put a rope on his waist. In fact, his cloth has a bell around it. Are you with me? So as he enters, nobody will enter with him. If he entered with sin, he will die. Praise the Lord. And how will they know that he has died? When they stop hearing the sound of the bell moving, they will use the rope to pull him. Because no man at that point could enter into the holies of holies. Are you with me? So you have the high priest who stood in the gap like an intercessor, you know, for the people. He was between the people and the Almighty God. And that was in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Are you with me? But when Christ came, you know, when he came, he died. Remember very clearly that the night that he died, the veil in the temple did what? Torn. And now, the Almighty God made it possible for you and I to have a direct access to him, to the Holies of Holies, to the Almighty God. So Jesus Christ died and rose on the third day, praise the Lord, and ascended into heaven to sit on the right hand of God, established a new covenant. In that we don't need to do every day. If not, by now, I will have been a very fat priest. Praise the Lord. Because you commit one sin, you bring your lamb, will kill. I will say, my dad, cook. Praise the Lord. For every time you commit sin, there will have been so much blood here. But Jesus Christ entered once and shed his own blood and established the new covenant.
And that is why it's important that we understand what it's all about. God himself operates by covenant. But before going to that, what is a covenant? A covenant is an agreement, like a contract, an undertaking, a commitment, a pledge, warrant, guarantee between two or more parties. Are you with me? A covenant here can be between God and man, Satan and man, man versus man. People enter into covenants. Some people enter covenant even with the kingdom of darkness. And when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you enter into the new covenant. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. So if you read the Bible is a book of covenant. It's a covenant document. That is why you have the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Are you with me? And the New Testament, which is the New Covenant. So Bible is a contract document between God and man. And when God wants to do anything on earth, he goes through what? Covenant. When God wants to do anything on earth, he does what? Goes through covenant. When the kingdom of darkness, Satan, also wants to do anything here on earth, what does he do? He goes through covenant. You know why? God has created this earth and given it to mankind. Are you with me? So God himself cannot enter into this place to operate without having an agreement with man. Same thing, Satan cannot operate on this place, on this earth, without an agreement. Remember, covenant is an agreement with man. So they are looking for willing vessels to use to be able to achieve their purpose here on earth. God wants his kingdom as in heaven to be here on earth. Are you with me? And the enemy wants to cover the earth with darkness. So there is a battle going on. I don't know how I'm communicating. There's a real battle going on. And if you look at the Bible, God has always operated by covenant. He met with Noah. He said, Noah, I want to establish my covenant with you. You know, sometimes when people say, how can God destroy the whole world? You know, he's not a merciful God. I said, go and ask Noah and his generation. You know, at some point the earth was living in sin like we see today. Things were going out of hand. And Bible said that God regretted that he made man. Are you with me? It pained him that he made man. And he said, I am going to destroy this earth. But a man found favor with the Almighty God. Somebody here will find favor with God in the name of Jesus. Noah found favor. And God said, okay, I will destroy every person on earth, but Noah and his family will be spared. And he gave Noah a design. Are you with me? He gave him a prototype. You know, before then, rain didn't used to fall. So it sounded impossible that the world would be destroyed by rain. He said, Noah, build the ark. And Noah started building the ark. Bible scholars say it took Noah over 120 years to build the ark. Is anybody up to 80 years here? That means since we are born, Noah has been building the ark. Can you imagine how stupid Noah would have looked? They would have mocked him. Noah the ark builder. Noah Kolo builder. You are building ark. How? How can you say God will destroy the earth with water? Year one, Noah is building. Year two, year three, 10th year, 20th, 40th, 50th, he's still building the ark. Because he knew he had God. Sometimes in our life, we hear God, but we don't have the patience and the faith to see it through. And we begin to look for shortcuts and begin to enter into any kind of covenant. But Noah had God and he built according to prescription, according to the design that God gave him. And when he finished building, the rain came. And of course, God destroyed the earth. But look at what God said in Genesis 9, 8 to 17. And God spoke unto Noah and unto his sons with him, saying, And behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. That will be somebody's testimony here today. In the name of Jesus. He said, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you and with every living creature that is with you. Of the fowl, of the cattle, of every beast of the earth with you. From all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood. Neither shall there be any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the talking of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature, and that is with you for perpetual generation. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all the flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it. And I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all the flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. You see, whenever God wants to do something new, he uses what? A covenant. After the flood, God made a covenant with, an everlasting covenant with Noah. And we no longer destroy the earth with flood. So no matter how rain falls, just don't worry. It will not wash away this earth. Because there's a covenant to it. And he said to, you know, a token for this covenant, a sign, is what? The rainbow. That whenever rain is falling, start to get out of hand, a rainbow will appear. He said, I will see, and I will remember my covenant with man. Do you have a covenant with God? Or do you have a covenant with the devil? I'm going to look at all that. Another person you see in the Bible, you see, if you read the whole Bible, God doesn't make covenant anyhow. Of all the whole Bible, there are about 15 covenants that he made with few people, and I just take a few of them. The next person is Abraham. Abraham. You see, God made a covenant with Abraham and his generation. Because the covenant-keeping God, even when the children of Abraham entered into captivity in Egypt, are you with me? God remembered his covenant. What took them out of Egypt is what? Covenant. 430 years, because God is a covenant keeping God. I remember my covenant with Abraham, Isaac. Are you with me? And he brought them out of Egypt. Exodus 2, 24. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. For this covenant was established in Genesis 17. 2 to 17. What time I will not read, but Genesis 17, 2 to 17. And if you look at Genesis 22, after God asked him to sacrifice Isaac, God now expanded the covenant. You see, when God goes into covenant with any man, are you with me? It's for also his what? Generation. I will explain this. God said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. That the mercies, the thing with the fathers, enters into the third, the fourth generations. Are you with me? Same thing with the devil. We'll come to that. So when God enters into covenant with you, he's not just seeing you, he's seeing your lineage. Are you with me? If you go down again, you see there was another man who also got a covenant in the Bible. I always love mentioning him whenever I talk about covenant, because he didn't know what he was doing. But by chance, he entered. Are you with me? If you go to Numbers 25, 12 to 13. He said, wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, in even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. You know when Balak wanted to curse the children of Israel, he couldn't. Balaam said, these are a blessed people. They now devised a method to deal with them. He said, you cannot curse a blessed man. These people are blessed, and because they are blessed, you cannot curse them. Ha! The devil is wicked. Then I said, how do we get them? And Balaam, for a price, gave them a counsel. Said, get them to sin against their God. Eh? You don't need any cause. Their God will deal with them. You know what they did? They threw a party. Said, you know, we don't need to fight. Bring all your princes. You know, let us, you know, get together. You know, they got together, had a small party. You know, gradually brought in wine. As they were drinking wine, getting drunk, they brought in the women. And they started committing whoredom. Are you with me? As they were committing whoredom, God got angry and struck. In less than a few hours, over 27,000 men have died. And Moses was angry. He called the elders of Israel. He said, what has gone wrong here? As they were discussing it, one Ephlefu carried a lady from Midian and was just walking. Left across the elders where they were looking at the serious issue and entered into his tent to commit whoredom. And Eliezer, the priest, was angry. Said, how dare he? Who is he to insult my God? Insult the people. Who is this insensitive guy? Who is this foolish guy? This should have been paraphrasing. He took a spear, ran into, in anger, righteous anger, ran into the tent and struck them. He killed the man and the woman, pinned them together. They died. And immediately God spoke. The plague stopped. People stopped dying. And God said, because Eliezer has done this thing, in one stroke with the javelin, he got to covenant. Covenant of peace. Are you with me? And covenant of everlasting priesthood. And he said, because he was zealous for my work. And that's why I tell workers, when you are working, you're not working for pastor. You're not working for any man. It is God that will see. Did Eliezer know that God was going to reward him this way? What that means is that this man, his lineage will always have peace. And I will never be found wanting any man that will not be on the pulpit as a priest from that lineage. Are you with me? There are several covenants. When God wants to deal with man, he starts with a covenant. And that is why he has also sent his son Jesus Christ, who came and died. That anybody who comes in contact with him, anybody who accepts him, automatically is crafted into the covenant. And things will begin to change in your life. Praise the Lord. Psalm 89, 3-4. You see God making a covenant with David. He said, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever and build up the throne to all generations. You know, I want to encourage all the men here. You are living a reckless life. You are being selfish. Because sometimes when you do this, you are also allowing your generation to come. Are you with me? To suffer the consequences. But you have a right. You have the opportunity to bring your lineage to serve God and establish a covenant for generations yet unborn. But the God that we serve is also a covenant-keeping what? God. When he has a covenant with you, trust me, believe me, God will keep his what? Covenant. Psalm 89, 34. It says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that is gone out of my lips. God is a covenant-keeping God. But the challenge is that men are the ones who are not faithful to the covenant. Every covenant has its own characteristics. Every covenant. One, every covenant must be sacred. It must be what? Sacred. And we have an example in Joshua 9, 1-20, where Joshua and the Israelites entered into covenant with the Gibeonites without consulting God. They entered without consulting God. These Gibeonites knew that the next city to be destroyed after Jericho was their own city. You know what they did? God has already told them, do not enter into covenant with these nations. But as far as I'm concerned, they are dead. But these guys are wise. They said, how can we fight people that have destroyed great nations? You know what they did? They look for sackcloth, war sackcloth that looks very dirty. Got old bread. I see they've been traveling for days. And they came, you know, and said, Joshua, and the men of Israel, we came from a very far place. We have seen that God is powerful, you know, that we want to make, you know, peace with you so that you don't destroy us, you know. That, you know, let us enter into God, that I will be your servant, cutting wood, serving you. This sounded good in their ear. Are you with me? And without asking God, they entered into that covenant. And lo and behold, a few days after, they saw that those people were from the next city. And God said, you dare not destroy them because you've done what? God is a covenant-keeping God. He has to keep that covenant. So when that happened, years later, during the reign of Saul, Saul killed the Gibeonites. You will have told God to say, this boy entered into this contract by 419. That's why you have to be careful how you enter into covenant. Are you with me? I would have said, God, this guy deceived your people now. But God said, if they've entered into a covenant, they must honor it. Saul killed the Gibeonites, and there was plague in the land. Are you with me? So at some point, there was plague in the land during the reign of David. The man came to power. And he inquired of the Lord. God said, Israel have not kept their covenant with the Gibeonites. So go and appease them. They called the Gibeonites, the elders. I said, what do we do? He said, give us the sons of Saul that we may hang them. Immediately, seven sons of Saul were hung, and there was peace in the land again. Are you with me? God is a covenant-keeping God. And a covenant must be respected, must be sacred. It's not something you enter lightly. You know, some people get born again today, tomorrow they are born before. You know, today they are up, tomorrow they are down. They don't understand what they have entered into. When you give your life to Christ, you are entering into the new covenant. Are you with me? That's why we read that place. Because Christ has established that covenant, and when you come into it, you must honor it. Are you with me? A covenant is binding. I keep on using the example of the Gibeonites. Because it's binding, you must honor it. So when it was broken, they had to pay. Same thing with the enemy, with the devil. If you enter into covenant with the devil, and you dare break it, you pay. If the devil says, 12 a.m. in the morning, go to the road, the junction, that has two roads, at that place, drop your food for the demons, do this, do that, stand there naked. And you don't do it. The kind of flogging they will give you, if you survive it. Because every covenant is binding. Some people do some foolish things without even knowing that you're into covenant. I love you. You cut you into a blade. There's a blade. Some people did it in school foolishly, but they didn't know what they're doing. I love you. You cut your distance, put blood, you sip it, the person will suck. Powerful covenant. One of the most strongest covenants you enter into is a blood covenant. Are you with me? And tomorrow you won't marry the person. Two of you will have forgotten about what you did. And you're wondering why you're not married. The enemy will always bring it up and say, but Shebi, they said they have a legal binding contract. Are you with me? And there's penalty for breaking the covenant. Like I said earlier, for time I won't read. 2 Samuel 21, 1 to 9. They broke this covenant and they paid dearly for it. As a penalty for breaking a covenant. God, you know, sees covenant breaking as a serious sin. And when people do so, he doesn't take it easy. If you look at Romans 1, 28 to 32, it says, Romans 1, 28 to 32, it says, and even as they did not like to return God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers. without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Praise the Lord. When we break covenant, God doesn't like it. You enter into a covenant, you have to honor it. Are you with me? So every covenant has conditions. And we must abide to those conditions. Whether it be a covenant with the Almighty God, and whether it be a covenant with the kingdom of darkness. They have terms and conditions. Even when you go to bank to borrow money, you enter into what? A covenant. And you sign terms and what? Condition. You will sign the sign. It becomes what? Binding. It becomes what? Binding. So covenants are real. God operates through covenants. The devil operates through covenants. And people must understand this. A lot of people do all kinds of things. They don't know how he holds them. Covenants, how are they rectified? Before I go to evoke, I want to give you a background of covenants. How are they rectified? Covenants are rectified by oaths. You know, when you take a covenant, you take an oath, right? You swear an oath. It's binding. You know, we've thought of covenants and altars for a long time. I think about 2 years ago, we spent almost 6 months looking at it. But what I'll tell you is that most times, we are busy pulling down altars. Are you with me? You say, oh, let us pull down evil altars. Evil altar is not the foundation of what you're saying. You see, an altar is a product of a covenant. Now, when a man goes into covenant with a deity and they agree, an altar is then raised to effect the covenant. And what I tell people, when you pull down altars and you've not revoked the covenant behind the altar, are you with me? All they have to do is do what? Find a new place and establish another altar because the covenant is still existing. Am I communicating? It's just like, let me give you an example. You go to your bank and borrow money. They sign an agreement with you, right? You have a covenant. And the bank's head office is in Lagos. And let's say something happened. They move their head office from Lagos to Abuja. Are you not still owing the bank? It's not enforceable. That is the way it operates. And that is why a lot of people spend their life pulling down altars. You pull the altar down here, they will move to another place and establish another altar. Because what is happening is that the covenant is still existing. I remember in those days when we were doing workers' training, and a young man, a friend, came to me and said, Pastor, no man in my family has been able to marry properly. What he was saying was that even if they have seen the person, even if they have fixed the date for the wedding, something will go wrong. The wedding will not take place. Are you with me? Next thing, the woman will take it and they will have child of wedlock. I said, Pastor, I'm a child of God and I want this thing to change. And I remember in a training like this, I remember that night, you know, and I was a young pastor, praise the Lord. I was very young, but I was led by the Spirit. I said, come out. I was doing workers training. And they all came out. And I said, lift your right hand. God said, there is a covenant that is behind that. It should be revoked. And he lifted his right hand. I said, say after me, I. First of all, I asked him, okay, what is there anything that you notice in your family, in your line? He said, yes. My family used to worship a particular deity. But that was in those days. Because all the enemy does is when a covenant is established, even if it's 200 years, if it is not revoked, it's operational. Because in the spirit realm, there is no time limit. Are you with me? So I said, lift your right hand. He lifted his right hand. He said, same time he said. I said, I do hereby, take myself out of that covenant. As we said it, my wife is here. We had a loud sound. Bah! The guy fell. Thank God we have plastic chairs. Because the ushers behind him ran away. She's laughing. And me, I ran away. Praise the Lord. It has never happened to me. So when I heard the sound, even if it's not spiritual, we heard the sound. Bah! He fell that way. As he fell, the ushers ran away. Me, I ran this way. Because the sound was sudden. How do you explain it? How do you explain it? Immediately, I started turning white. And I changed my prayer. I said, God, please, let this man not die here. They said, "Husband has done something." We prayed, though. After like 10 minutes, he went into deep sleep. After like 10 minutes, he got up and he was okay. Within 6 months or thereabouts, about a year, he did everything, traditional marriage, proper wedding, married, happily married up till now with children, and will ever, forever be happily married. Are you with me? Covenants are real. Covenants are very real. So, covenants are rectified by oath. You know, they take oath to establish a covenant. It's binding. Sometimes they use blood of animals. Some people use blood of human beings. Yeah, rituals all over the place. What is it they're doing? It's covenant by entering. Because they have a covenant with the kingdom of darkness, and they have raised an altar, from time to time, if the article of the covenant is every 6 months, bring human blood, they will look for blood to do what? Renew the covenant. You know, I had a story once. I don't want to mention it, but I had a story once that there was a man of God who was operating with an evil covenant. When he went to certain services, he might decide to wear white. Is this white? This is milk. So when he wants to operate as a mild this thing, he will do what? He will just come in a mild way, and then when he wants to show that there is power, he will wear red and things will happen. You know, this man traveled abroad. And the time he was supposed to come back, something happened in the weather. There was storm and all flights were cancelled. He couldn't come back to Nigeria. He stayed there and fell sick. Finally, they brought him back home. When they brought him back home, he was still sick. And people were praying. He knew he was going to die if he didn't confess. And a man of God who was even genial to him, went to him and God opened his eyes. He said, "The Lord said there's something you're doing. You need to confess or you die on this sick bed." He told his wife, the pastor's wife, "Give me a chance. Let me talk with pastor to pastor." Praise the Lord. You know what pastor's wife see? You wouldn't understand. The wife didn't know what he was doing. So he told the pastor, "Yes. I know if I don't confess, I'll die." He said, "What is it?" He said, "Yes, I'm in the occult. And every month, I must bring, I think, the blood of a new baby. Praise the Lord. To meet the condition of the covenant." So that period, he traveled to the U.S. The time he was supposed to do it, he couldn't come back, and he couldn't do it in the U.S. Because here, he had people that were supplying him blood of new babies. Can you imagine? So he was dying. He said, "Yes." He took the man to his house, to a special cupboard that nobody knew was in the house. And there he found everything. The man had to confess, and he was destroyed, and he was not delivered. He had to now renew his covenant with God. He would have died. People are doing all kinds of things. Every day, people are missing. What is it they're missing? They're missing for? They're using them for sacrifice. They're trying to, you know, renew a covenant with the kingdom of darkness. Are you with me? Sometimes people rectify a covenant by feast. You do traditional marriage. They gather. Say, hey, they're eating. You don't know what they're doing. Traditional marriage is what? Marriage is another what? Strong covenant. The two families enter into a covenant. And what happens in a covenant like that is that whatever good things the other family has, you acquire it. They acquire your own. Because the two come together and become one. Same thing in marriage. When you marry, you know, you think it's just a small ceremony. Whether it's in court or traditional marriage or in church, you are entering into a legal what? Contract. God recognizes traditional marriage. Recognizes what? Court one. Recognizes the church one. And when you enter it, you have entered into a covenant. And in that covenant, you have the man, the woman, and God. And when you break that covenant, there are penalties. Sometimes, men and women, sexual immorality, they sleep together. Let me tell you what you do. If a man sleeps with another woman that he's not supposed to sleep with, if the woman has, because, you see, sexual immorality is like a blood covenant. So if the woman has 100 demons operating in her, and the man has 1,000,000, So the man will acquire the woman's 100 demons. and the woman will acquire the man's 1 million demons. Are you with me? So if the man who has acquired, or the woman who has acquired a 1 million demons goes again, sleeps with another man, or another woman, sorry, that has 2 million demons, she will acquire 2 million demons plus what? 1 million demons he acquired, plus the one he had before. Are you with me? It is so powerful, and it's real. And when you do this, when you acquire it, those demons will begin to operate in your life and begin to control what you do. And you'll be blaming the old witch in your village. It's not witch anything. You, with your eyes, by yourself, koro, eye open, entered into a covenant. And as a part of the covenant, you've acquired what the other person has. That's what happens in marriage. Am I communicating? So, covenants are also rectified with altars and monuments. I've said it here before. When they enter into a covenant, you can even see Abraham, you know, at some point, when he had a covenant with God, built an altar. Jacob built an altar. Isaac built an altar. David built an altar. Solomon built a temple. You use altars and monuments to do what? Establish covenants. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you can use raising of hand. You know, sometimes, you know, you go to the locker, they say, raise your hand. Eh? You solemnly swear. You are rectifying the what? The covenant. Sometimes, plucking of shoes, like a lot of Ruth and Boaz. Oh, circumcision, like Abraham had with God. And of course, the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the most powerful, the greatest covenant of all time. Are you with me? What the occult is trying to mimic, is trying to mimic the blood of Jesus. That's why they always look for blood, every time. And that's why we read, God said, you don't need to bring your lamb every day. But Christ has entered once and for all. You don't need to be doing that. But what the occult people are doing is that every time they need to, because the devil wants more blood. And that's once the person enters, you know, they will tell you all the, that's what I like. What's the name of that first movie we watched? Living in Bondage. Who are the major actors? I've forgotten. And you know, they are real names in the movie, not their... I mean their names in the movie. Andy Merritt, what's the other guy's name? The bad guy. The one that introduced him to the occult. Omegu. Okay, I don't remember. Polo, my man. Polo and Andy. They won't tell you the end point. They say, no. Okay, no, because I can hold your heart. You're a man. Just enter. Come. It's not money you want. A lot of people have done silly things because of paper. It pains me every day when I read the news and I hear young men, 15 years, 14 years, caught with human head. What are they looking for? To make money. Lack of understanding. The enemy has fooled a lot of people. They won't tell you the whole truth. They'll say, oh, don't worry. Let me tell you, when you enter covenant with the enemy, it will cost you your life. The devil will demand your soul. That is why, go and watch any man who got his wealth through the kingdom of darkness. Their children will not inherit it, except their child is initiated. Because for every command the enemy does, what happens? He will take it. The person's soul must go. So you want the father's word to pass to the son. The soul, the person must bring his own soul. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Evil covenants are simply put as evil or demonic agreements, which have been enacted by people and maybe their forebears. You know, demons cannot decide to possess or oppress a man without cause. A legal window must be opened for evil covenants to be what? To be enforced. Proverbs 6:26, verse 2 says, like a sparrow in his flitting, like a swallow in his flying, so a curse without cause does not alight. Are you with me? Causes, evil covenants, it will not happen until a legal entrance is granted. I remember the testimony one of my pastor friends shared. You know, he shared it in one of our services. He said, there was this family. They had beautiful girls, well-read. None of them was married. Even the ones that have married several years, they will return home. Even if the lady marries and goes to Russia, Ever sometimes the lady will come back to the house. And they kept on wondering. So in a service like this, a word of knowledge came and said, your great, 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 great grandfather. You know, in those days, they used to fight intertribal wars, right? So what they do, when they kill the men, they will carry the women. Sometimes they will do a raid. Can go to a village or a community, raid and carry all the women. When they carry them, they go back to their own town. If they are strong, come and take them back. So their great, 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 great grandfather was a powerful jazz man. He did a jazz, like entered into a covenant, that any of his daughters, no matter where they take them, they will come back home. He was a strong man in those palaces. Are you with me? So the man did it in his ignorance and the innocence of his heart. And he died several years. But it's coming in the family, there's a trend in the family. Every woman that marries returns home. Even if as a girl or as a grandmother, she must come back home. Either that she'll come by herself or she'll be sent back in. So when the word of knowledge came, they had to revoke this covenant. Because when a covenant is established, you know, somebody of a higher authority can revoke it. And because you and I have the new covenant, established by Jesus, I can stand on that authority and revoke every evil covenant. Because all power belongs to who? Belongs to Jesus. Once he has spoken, twice I've heard that all power belongs to Jesus. Are you with me? So he was revoked. And within 6 months, 1 year, right? All of them started marrying. Can you imagine? But this thing was done hundreds of years ago. They had to ask questions. It was confirmed. Praise the Lord. So evil covenants manifest in different ways. Sometimes, if you're going to see a pattern in your family, maybe sometimes it could be early death. Sometimes it could be poverty. You know, some people go to the enemy and say, I don't want to die. They said, okay, you know, there was a time that I used to joke in my place. You know, some young boys were now saying, you don't collect a little number. How many people know that story? They used to go somewhere, I don't want to mention the area, somewhere in the West. When they go, he said, you want to, and they say, yes. Okay, you dip your hand in the basket. You collect, where you put hand, if you pick five, that's 5 years, you enjoy the West and you die. If you pick 20 years, you die. But the error that most people have, go for that well. They pick a certain number of years. So you will see a young man who suddenly come into kind of crazy world. Meanwhile, he has 4 years to live. Are you with me? They knew themselves, so they say, people they collect a number. So we can collect a number. But sometimes some people collect a lot of poverty. Why? They say they don't want to die. They want to stay here on earth and be causing problem. So they'll collect power. Put them, collect power. But the thing will be, if the devil is wicked, he will give them power, he won't give them wealth. Some he will give wealth, he will take their life, cut their life short. So a lot of young people were doing this. So when you see in a particular pattern, people die suddenly. It happened to Uncle A, Uncle B, Uncle C. You know, or there are, you know, divorces in the lineage. When you see an evil pattern in a family, go and check the foundation. And go and check, because sometimes covenants have been established that's been enforced spiritually that are not even aware of. You know, sometimes, what am I saying sometimes? In life, we have inheritance, right? We have inheritance. Some people leave things for their children, right? In the spirit realm, there's inheritance too. Are you with me? Why do we have genotype? From the, you know, it will keep on going, right? Same thing in the spirit realm. So if a man has acquired some evil inheritance in the spirit realm, he will do what? Dedicate it to his what? To his children. So some people are born without knowing what it is. I remember a case in Germany where, you know, the event was taking place in Munich, and the demon spoke. He said, we've been in this family for 400 years. Who are you to deliver her? The girl is not up to 35 or 40 years. He said, I've been in her. He's talking about what? The lineage. That's the lineage. And that is why you need to understand when these things happen. Sometimes it could be so tight. You know, some young people meet together, say, oh, did that do us part? Oh, I will forever love you. Be careful what kind of rubbish you say. And they begin to sleep together. What kind of, they have soul. When you sleep with somebody, there's a soul tie. Are you with me? And these things will begin to do what? Because when you now acquire the person's properties, you carry the demons. And they begin to chase you all over the place. Are you with me? Sometimes you see failure, backwardness, rise and fall, gathering and scattering, delay in marriage, untimely death, evil pattern in bloodline. And sexual altar speaking evil into people's destinies. Mami water manipulations. Marine kingdom, snake python kingdom attacks, illness, sickness, running in feminine lines, cycles of poverty. When you see this trend, go back and check your foundation. You know, people say, but Pastor, when people give their life to Christ, what happens? Yes. You give their life to Christ, you establish the new covenant. It's very powerful. You come out of it, right? But what the enemy does, because when I was asking God, I said, because when that young man I gave his example happened, I was asking God, this young man has given his life to Christ. Why was this in the oppression? You know, and what I heard was, you see, when you're delivered, because sometimes we are not faithful, and you go back to sin, are you with me? The devil is still peeping. That's why he says, he that breaks the hedge, the serpent will do what? Strike. Why would the serpent strike him? Because the devil is doing what? Hovering around, waiting for an opening to do what? To reenact. And that is why, if you give your life to Christ and become part of the new covenant, you have to remain faithful to your calling. Are you with me? You have to remain faithful to your calling. Ways that evil covenants are established. One, I've said it severally. One, by inheritance. Two, through marriage. Three, through relationships. Four, occultism. Five, sexual sin. Praise the Lord. Through this way, the evil covenants are established and things begin to happen. There are some of them you can see in the Bible where in Isaiah 28, they said, we have a covenant of death. You know, those who did jazz, they said, we will not die because we have bribed death. Are you with me? And God said, I know what? The covenant with death. Some people do it. If you remember some of those villages, you see some old people, they will refuse to die. You know, when it's time to die, another person will die in their I remember in school, in those days, we watched a drama called The Funded Circle. How many people watched it? By Saba Yerobi in those days. You know, where you see one elderly man refuse to die. Whenever it's time to die, he will look for one of his wives and say, go and cook me this, or go to the bush to go and get me this particular leaf. And that person will die. The man will suddenly get up from bed of sickness. He'll be strong. When the death comes again, he will call one of his sons. My son, I know how to drink palm wine. Climb that tree. As the man goes, he will fall there and die. He will get up again. You know, he has a covenant of death. That he don't want to die. Praise the Lord. But look at what Isaiah 28 says. You know, sometimes they use this thing to hold people captivity in occult. You know, some people here, maybe you're in occult. Maybe you've entered into an evil covenant and you're afraid that they will kill you. All power belongs to Jesus. The moment you renounce them and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, their power is broken. Are you with me? Isaiah 28, 14 to 18. Isaiah 28, 14 to 18. It says, wherefore hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people, which is in Jerusalem. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and we tell, and we are at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also we lay to the lion, and righteousness to the pomet, and hail shall sweep away the refuge of life, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. With the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. They made a covenant with death. That some people do to them. They said they will not die. When it's time, they will send one of their children to go. Like some people living up to 100 and something, everybody has died. They refuse to die. Sometimes you see them, before they die, they will not start confessing. You know, they will confess, I killed this one. They can talk like 2 days though. It's already happened in some of the areas. It's like they will talk in, I killed this one. I poisoned this one. I did this because they made a covenant with them that they would not abort. The word of God says, I would annul that covenant. That they would die. They are made mortal men. All power belongs to Jesus. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Some of them make covenant with death. Some of them, of course, are talking about the covenant of blood. They do all kinds of crazy covenant. There's a man in the Bible, a king, king of Moab. He was in battle with Israel. He was losing this battle badly. And what did he do? Can anybody tell me here? Correct. You know, this man did something crazy. And even God had to respect it. You know what he did? The battle was against him. He took his hair, apparent hair on the throne, and got him, put him on the altar, killed him. And he made the battle was reversed. God was like, can a man sacrifice his son? They do it in those days, Molech. They put their sons to pass through fire. Evil covenant. Some men do it today. If your papa did occur to run for your later life, because they may tell you to, you know one about witches and wizards, and of course, occult people. If they say, it's time to bring your first son or your third son, they don't blink. Witches, they eat their own children. You've never heard of it before. But people say, do not suffer a witch to do what? To leave. Every witch in this, except you repent, you die. Trust me. If you're a witch here, maybe you're an assignment. Except you repent, you will die. That is the word of God. Are you with me? So those people, they don't joke. If your parents are in the occult, it's time to run for safety. Say, Daddy, Mommy, bye-bye. I'm running towards to Jesus Christ. I'm entering into the new covenant. That's why you have everlasting what? Protection. Everything you're doing is just a waste of time. They can promise you wealth. They can promise you anything. Trust me, those things will not last. What the devil is after is dispersing soul. That is what he's after. But what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his very soul? That means you are more precious than all the wealth in this world. That's what God is saying in that passage. You are more precious than what? All the gold in this world. That is why we have to be very careful. Some men do that. We have the covenant of witchcraft. Some of them do all kinds of crazy things. Praise the Lord. They have covenant of sexual immorality. In 1 Corinthians 6, you know, I have to just deal on this because this is where a lot of young people make mistakes. They don't know what they are going into. Are you with me? Some of the people that you see, young men and young women, some of them are actually strongly possessed. You go and sleep with them. What happens? You go into covenant with them. You acquire what they have. They become your partners spiritually. And you wonder why you're not moving forward. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6, 15 to 20. He said, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the member of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, said he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without his body. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Are you with me? When we go into sexual immorality, we go into covenant. And you are quite, God said, flee it. Don't even try it. He said, you are bought what? A price. The moment you accept Christ as the Lord and Savior, you are saying, I accept the sacrifice made by Jesus Christ. It cost him everything. His life. Are you with me? He paid in full. You know, sometimes the way I try to describe this is that man's sin, God said, the soul that sinned must die. Immediately Adam and Eve sinned. Devil said, should be God. You know, the devil is very legalistic. Say, should be, you said, the soul that sinned must die. And he thought, let Adam and Eve die. so that he will end the work of God. But he doesn't understand. Are you with me? Even Adam thought, oh, when they ate the apple, and they said, oh, we didn't die. But they were dead spiritually. So the way I said is this. And God goes, okay, this should have been artistic rights. Are you with me? Writers, what they call it? Writers, what? License, right? Artistic license. I can imagine the devil coming to God. Shebi, you said the soul that sinned must die. I want your soul. And God said, take 100 angels. He said, no. He said, okay, take the code, the whole wealth of the world. He said, no. That was why God said, one soul is more than all the wealth. Because the devil said, no. Take all the gold. Take another planet. He said, no. He said, take Michael. This is still a bit talking. He said, Michael, no. The soul that's in it must do what? Die. And God now said, okay, you know what? I'm going to come down. I'm going to die for them. He said, I was asking for a small one. The big one has come. Think about it. He said, oh, you will die for them. So they were watching. Let's see how, no, it can't happen. How can the Son of God come down? And when he came, I said, let us see. So he thought that if he should die, that was the end. And like I always describe, you know, Christ paid in full. And that night, when he died, and the Bible says he entered into what? As in the grave, he went to hell. He defeated death and what? And hell. He took the keys of death and hell. I can imagine them having party that night. We have killed the Son of God. He said, well, now we can finish man. There is no hope for them. But thank God, Jesus did not remain in the grave. On the third day, he rose again. He defeated them. He took captivity captive. Are you with me? And he rose again. He paid in full. That is why you cannot fear the kingdom of darkness. No matter the covenant that you already entered with them. Today you revoke it. Today you drop it. Don't fear them. They don't have any powers. The devil is not even alive. He's like a roaring what? Like. It's not the same. He throws that. He doesn't even have a sword. But those that have the sword of the Spirit. Are you with me? A lot of people are kept where they are because of what? Fear. Fear. How can one break free from evil covenants? How can you break from evil covenants? I have taken time to explain what it's all about. I've taken time to let you know that you don't have to fear them. The only way, I'm telling you the truth, the only way you can be able to avoid evil covenant and be able to revoke it is to give your life to Jesus Christ. You must be saved. Because the moment you get saved, you have eternal life. Can you please help me put John 6, 48? You have eternal life. I want to explain what happens whenever we take the communion. He said, I am the bread of life. Go on, keep on going. Your fathers, they eat manna in the wilderness, are dead. 50. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore stood among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. 54. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood had eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Let's stop there. You can read the rest when you get home. Go home. He said, when you take the communion, you know what you're doing? You are reestablishing the new covenant. You are saying, oh, I agree with this. And when you take the blood of Jesus Christ, you know in the occult they drink blood. That's why they copy the communion. Because the devil is a fake. Everything he does is what? fake. They drink the blood of human beings, but we drink the blood of Jesus. They eat the flesh of human beings, we have the flesh of Jesus. This is authentic one. So the moment you give your life to Jesus Christ, you are crafted, you are adopted, you become an adopted son of God, and you are part of the new covenant, which was established by Christ dying and rising on the third day, and which he told us to do this constantly in remembrance of what? Holy Communion is something you need to do regularly. Not even celebrating Jesus' birthday. Are you with me? He said, do this in remembrance of what? Of me. So you cannot escape the kingdom of darkness unless you come to this new covenant. That is the truth. So you have to be saved. You have to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Then you have to feed yourself daily with the word of God. Scripturally, you have to be sound. You have to study the word of God. Begin to feed yourself. Because when a demon leaves, like we know in the Bible, the place is swept clean, right? If you don't fill it with new property, that's the word of God, prayer and other things, what happens? The Bible says the demon will go around, look, look, look. When he can't find anywhere to go, what will happen? He said, let me go back to my former house and see. And he said, if he goes there, the place is still empty, what happens? He will go and bring seven more demons, stronger than him, to come and occupy. That is why sometimes people are delivered. When they come back, there's anointing service, they think they stay there. They are delivered, but they don't want to serve God. They want to be part of the new covenant at their own convenience. It doesn't work. It must cost you something. Sacrifice. So you give your life to Christ. Begin to, you know, work out your faith with fear and trembling. Praise the Lord. You need to read the word of God. Feed yourself with the word of God. You need to also, to revoke evil covenants, you need to begin to start talking here and begin to look at your family, like your life. Your lineage. Is there any particular pattern you are seeing? If there is anyone, you need to understand it and be determined to revoke it. Are you with me? And as you do this, you need to allow the Holy Spirit to take control of your life. You know, the devil, what he does is, when you leave his camp, he still has a dossier. He has his agents. They keep on checking. Is he still on fire? You know, when you are cooking and the fire is on the stove, do you see flies? So when the fire is hot, flies will run away. But when you put out the light, and everywhere is cold, and the obono soup you cooked with ogiri starts smelling, what happens? The flies will do what? Come back and perch. That is why we have to get serious. The moment you give your life to Jesus Christ, you fill yourself with the word of God, allow the Holy Spirit. Some of you here today are going to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. You're going to receive him in a powerful way you've never experienced. You have to, first of all, hunger for him. How many people here today want the Holy Spirit to baptize them? Can I see your hand? Okay, it's not everybody. Okay. Praise the Lord. You have to desire. You have to hunger for him. You have to tell him, Holy Spirit, come and direct my life. Some people are living life blindfolded. They have their eyes, but they cannot see. Every day you move from pillar to post because you don't know what is required of you. But when you have the Holy Spirit, he will begin to do what directs you. He will begin to lead you. Praise the Lord. So today, as we go into prayers, I want you to reflect. The only place that you can have rest is in Jesus Christ. If you are here and you know you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, you are missing a lot. If you are here and you know that you've not submitted to him, you are missing a lot. And you cannot have a platform to revoke any evil covenant. Because I'm going to take some serious prayers here. But you cannot say those prayers if you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you are not part of the new covenant, let us bow down our heads.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muriokola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. Or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.